You're listening to Izabaye. I'm your host, Soham Castillo, and this is episode number 12. We're talking today about what is Spring Festival. This fake podcast has some fake sponsors, so please listen to the following advertisement, which will now be selected at random from a row in our database. This episode is sponsored by the PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world? But lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent, and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard. In Chinese, Spring Festival has always meant a lot, but it is only one day in the calendar. Chinese, Spring Festival is not just a day, it always refers to the entire time of Spring Festival. In Chinese, Spring Festival is the same festival that is also known as Chinese New Year in English. The new year in the Gregorian calendar is the beginning of spring, which distinguishes the two new years, so people call it the Spring Festival. However, in some countries, such as the US and Canada, the Chinese New Year is considered Lunar New Day, as it was considered in their respective calendars before the majority of countries today. So although it starts on the first day of the new year and not on the second day, it is still known in Chinese as the Spring Festival and will always be the same as a Spring Festival. The name of the festival is Spring Festival because it marks the beginning of a new year in the Gregorian calendar and not the new year in English. The Gregorian calendar is called New Year's Day, but the lunar calendar officially calls it Spring Festival. The two solar and lunar years are distinguished by a new moon in the calendar, not by the beginning of the new year in English. Spring is celebrated in different ways, depending on which moon is used, based on a calendar used in much of the Western world. Something else is needed, and so the term Spring Festival was born. Fortunately, this new custom did not survive the reform and opening phase, and it was not until 1914 that the Chinese New Year actually took on its second name. In 1949, with the founding of the People's Republic of China, it was reintroduced and became one of our national holidays. To distinguish, the Spring Festival seemed more appropriate, since it had already etched itself into the national psyche. His second film, hailed as one of the most successful films in the history of Chinese cinema, set the tone for the festive fare that was to be released in cinemas during the upcoming Lunar New Year. The last edition included a series of short films as well as a documentary about the festival itself. The holiday begins on the first day of the Chinese lunar calendar and ends on the 15th day of the same lunar month, which is celebrated as a lantern festival. The festival begins at the beginning of the Lunar New Year, on March 1, the day after the Zheng Zheng lunar moon, and traditionally ends on or around March 14. In addition to the holiday itself, the festival also celebrates everyone's birthday to celebrate the first sign of spring. The holiday begins and ends on a day called Lantern Festival, which the Chinese call Chuan Zhang Ji Dong or Day of the Lantern. The annual festival, widely referred to as the Persian New Year, also marks the first day of spring, which is celebrated on the 15th day after the change of moon, on March 1, or around March 14. Chinese New Year typically begins with a new moon that occurs at the end of January or end of February and lasts for about 15 days, with the full moon occurring after the Lantern Festival. The 15th day marks the beginning of the Chinese New Year, also known as New Year's Day, or the first day of spring, or March 1. The last moon typically begins in late January or late February, with the full moon occurring after the Lantern Festival and lasting about 15 days. According to the lunar calendar, the Spring Festival takes place on January 1 and lasts until the 15th of the full moon. The actual festival lasts 15 days, but the Lantern Festival marks the end of this holiday and takes place on the last day of March or April, or the first day after the moon approaches the Earth. As the name suggests, this festival is celebrated as a spring festival, not the beginning of a new year, and there is no real difference between the festival and the other festivals in the calendar between January and February. The Spring Festival of Spring, like all other major festivals, falls on or around the 15th day, so there are no significant differences in dates or times. The Chinese Spring Festival coincides with the beginning of the planting of grain, plowing and planting of grain, and the harvest of vegetables and other agricultural products, heralding the coming spring. This happens in the first week of April, with the beginning of the Chinese Spring Festival on April 1 and 2 and the end of March. This has been Izabaye, Episode 12. Thank you for joining us. If you enjoyed this content, please follow us on social media. See you next time. The PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world? But lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent, and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard.